take you to the UK for a conversation here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Margaret Townley joins us. Her book, The Dogs Are Curling Up, and it's a fascinating place that she's going to take us to in her novel. Margaret, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, Chile, which is the feature of your, I think one of the stars, obviously, of this novel, is such a fascinating place. What was the motivation for you for wrapping your novel around that country?
Well, I spent a couple of years there in the 1990s, and I felt that I learned such a lot about the country, its culture, its art, its music, its amazing geography, but also its political situation, which was very turbulent at that time. I think anyone interested in current affairs and world politics would be fascinated by what's been going on there and how the country is coming out of a very cruel dictatorship that it suffered. So it was a bit presumptuous of me, really, to try to make my main protagonist a Chilean, but I felt that I needed to. I wanted to make it a novel so you can have different points of view and different characters representing different ideas, and not just perhaps a bit boring maybe to just make a diary of, you know, what I'd seen and done. I felt that it was something worth attempting because I had so much interesting stuff to share.
And you share it in this book. And one of the characters and one of the main characters, the protagonist, Isabel, goes on quite a journey. Tell the listeners a little bit about Isabel and what happens to her in the book.
Right. She's the main protagonist, and she's been a political refugee in England, where she's always felt an outsider. But she returns to her own native Chile and finds a very changed and divided country. And she feels almost equally estranged there as she has felt in England. And she wants to search for the Chile she remembers, the people she knew underneath the whitewashed crimes of the dictatorship and the stranglehold that the military still has on the country. And she embarks on activism and campaign filmmaking. And this takes her on a journey around Chile. And the journey is around the country to areas that she didn't know before, because it's such a long 4,200 kilometer country that it has so many different parts and many parts she'd never known before, and her journey of exploration of the country is a bit like, or is symbolic of, the journey that she is on emotionally and personally. She visits some very stunning locations, sees the desert bursting into flower, which only happens about every 6 or 7 years when rains come. It's the driest desert in the world. And then suddenly it's huge hillsides are covered with colour of flowers. And she sees the geysers in the north. She sees the oldest mummies in the world, 3,000 years before the Egyptians even started experimenting. They were doing very sophisticated mummification in the north of Chile. And she also sees the lush forests of monkey puzzle trees in the south, and the melting glaciers and the mountains, of course.
Takes us right there. I mean, that's what I said. It's so wonderful because you really get a sense of the country, the beauty of the country, the uniqueness of the country.
It is beautiful.
Was that key for you to put that in, as you said, to really wrap it into a story?
Yes. I mean, it is so unusual, well, for an English person anyway, I felt I wanted to try and get across these incredible places worth seeing and the beauty of the country. But I also wanted to write about the political situation and the cruel legacy of the dictatorship and how he had imposed a constitution that Chile is still has in place, and the effects that has on the causing, in my opinion, well, in many people's opinion, a great deal of inequality and unfairness. It's very much a constitution that gives rights to the few to make money. Even pension schemes are profit-making companies, not addressing the real needs of the people, and deprives the economy of sufficient money going into housing and education and things that the people really need. And I felt there were lessons in that for us. The lack of the welfare state in at the time when Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan, I think she reflected, and people came after them, were imposing more and more neoliberalism and taking away the welfare state that we had. And that has effects rather like Chile, of greater inequality, a greater insufficient money going into health services and education and housing shortages. I think there are lessons for Western countries.
I agree. Yeah, and I think you pull that away from the book, certainly. And again, the book is called The Dogs Are Curling Up Again. We're speaking with Margaret Townley. You can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold all over the world, frankly. When you look at this book and you design these characters and you talk about the places that you talked about, I really get the sense, I can hear it in your voice, and I bet the listeners can too, that this was a joyous undertaking for you. Was this fun for you to do?
Yes, it was. Yes, it's something, of course, I'd meant to do since I came back at the turn of the century. But I was still working then as a social worker, and I kept delaying it until lockdown came. And then I thought, no excuses anymore. I must get on with this. And I had lots of cuttings from newspapers and diary recordings and books as well. So the research was fun, and reminding myself of all of that I'd seen and other things that I'd learned about, and revising all of that.
Wow.
Yes, and it was fun exploring things on the internet, that reminding myself of some of the amazing plants that I saw in the Altiplano, 4,000 or 5,000 meters up in the mountains, and this extraordinary the extraordinary vegetation and the flora and fauna that exists. So yes, it was fun. It was hard. It was a big commitment. I felt it was hard sometimes developing some of the characters, and but I got so involved with them because they became I suppose, a bit like a soap opera. You want to see what happens to them and where are we going next? You know, what's taking place and what is their thinking each day? And so I came back to it every day without fail to because I had to get on with it and I had to see how they were getting on.
Yeah, and clearly you can tell that. So we have a minute left. What do you hope the takeaway is? Well, the one thing you hope readers take away from reading your novel?
Well, I hope they're fascinated with exploring another culture and geography and the current affairs. And I hope that they feel that direct action and civil disobedience are legitimate when a government is not meeting the well-being of its citizens. And I hope that they feel there is a resolution of the dilemma that Isabel had between her Chilean lover and her English partner, and where her future should be and what she was going to do. And there are twists, of course, in that story, mm-hmm. but she finally resolves and learns what to love and be loved is.
Perfect place to end this. Margaret Townley, wonderful book. The dogs are curling up again. Congratulations and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.